Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today, we're talking about make every euro your employee. This is episode 186. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Make every euro your employee. So yeah, we're going to call it euro. It could be dollar. It could be sterling, pounds, yen. It doesn't matter what denomination it is. You can make it your own denomination depending on the country that you're listening to this episode from. But if I say euro, you can convert it in your mind when I'm talking to you. So euro, make every euro your employee. Basically, you've got two choices. And that is you can spend or you can make more money. Now, that might sound pretty harsh, but if you think of things like that, it can help you to succeed. It can help you to earn more. So you can spend or you can make more money. When you earn money, and obviously we've done plenty of episodes in the past about maximizing your income, about getting a second income, a side hustle, a gig, a second job, maximizing your skills, increasing your value, investing into dividend producing assets. So we've talked about increasing income, but when you do get income, you've got two options. You can obviously go on a spending spree, which is what retailers want you to do, which is what marketeers want you to do, and which is what a lot of people want to do, retail therapy. So you can spend or you can attempt to take that money that you have and double it, or triple it, or quadruple it, or exit by whatever number. It depends on the trade or the product or the service that you're involved in. So for every euro you get, you could potentially double it, get 2 euro, triple it, 3 euro, quadruple it, 4 euro, etc. You got it. But I want you to think in those terms. Every euro that's in your pocket could be put to work for you, could be an employee, could be one of your soldiers, should be making you money. As soon as you spend it, it is gone, especially if you spend it on useless junk that we're all guilty of doing, especially when we don't realize it. This is the problem with buying things with cards. It's so easy not to actually feel the transaction, not to actually feel the loss. And I'm talking about opportunity cost, because spending on stuff that you don't need, there is an opportunity cost, because that money over time could have been doubled and tripled and could have been earning income or dividends. There's many opportunities that you can do with money, small or large. Obviously, the large ones being property. Small amounts, you could go into stocks and shares, cryptocurrencies. Obviously, larger amounts, you could be investing in businesses. Even just buying and selling. I met someone only recently who had a very large van, and they literally went around buying stuff up from buy and sell websites and sold it on, and they made plenty of cash doing so. And that would be considered small purchases. I'm sure there's things that you would understand about that you could do it in order just to give you enough to get to the medium-sized investments and then eventually get to the larger size. Over a period of time, it all adds up and it all counts. So don't ever be afraid to make a small amount of profit. Don't ever be afraid. Don't turn your nose up with a small amount of money, because small amounts of money eventually add up to large amounts of money. You'll hear a lot of people talking about, maybe you won't, depending on the circles that you're in, but you'll hear a lot said about lean fire and fat FIRE. And basically FIRE is the movement of financial independence, retire early. Absolutely, after you listen to this episode, Google those. And some people, you know, want to retire, you know, and don't need much to retire because they live a frugal enough lifestyle. And other people want to live, you know, a larger lifestyle, so they have their number in their head. The numbers are totally up to you. I'm not saying don't spend. I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying don't waste your money spending on things that you don't need. And when you look back at the timeline of your life, I'm sure there's plenty of things that you have purchased in the past that you haven't needed, or that you potentially, possibly even regret purchasing. Because if you had that money in your pocket now, you would spend it more wisely, or you would invest it more wisely. So I'm not saying don't buy. You could be on the lean side, the very frugal side, or you could be on the fat FIRE side, which is, you know, you want a life of abundance, so your figure is going to be a little bit larger. So you're going to specifically invest so that you can spend on the things that you genuinely want, or the experiences that you genuinely want to have. As I said, the numbers are totally up to you. But every time you spend money, I want you to know that, you know, it has to be a decision that you're going to be happy with. It has to be actually something that you genuinely want, because if you're wasting it, you are potentially wasting doubling, tripling, quadrupling that money. Every euro you spend was an employee that you've let go that could have been producing you more income on a large scale or a small scale. I mean, ultimately, an amazing goal would be to be making enough dividend income from your assets that you can completely live off it, as well as having a surplus that you can reinvest into further income producing assets. I mean, that is absolutely the ultimate goal. Who doesn't like the sound of that? But as I said, the numbers are totally up to you. It's absolutely a personal journey, how you want to live it, how you want to justify your spending, what type of investments interest you, how you spend your money or how you don't spend your money, and all the guilt associated with it. It's totally up to you. But just keep in mind, every euro is your employee. You have the same opportunities of everybody else. Some person might take 10 euro and decide, right, I've got 10 euro. I wasn't expecting. I'm going to spend that on myself. Other people are going to get that 10 euro and go, how can I make 20? Or what could I put it into that you know, can potentially make me 5% return, up to 10% return year on year, every year, and continue adding any other spare 10 euros. It's all mindset. And I just want you to realize that, so that you do have a choice. So it's not just, you're not just like, you know, an automaton, just robotic in your spending, and not realize that you have the same options as everybody else. So put your money to work. Absolutely spend on the things that you could justify spending on, and put your money to work in any other area, large or small. Do whatever research you need to do. And I would urge you, though, as I've said, try to keep it within areas that you understand and that you're motivated by, and things that interest you. Don't, if you try to invest in areas that you absolutely no interest in, it can be a little bit harder. It helps if you don't mind investing a bit of time, you don't mind a little bit of research, you don't mind monitoring it, and it gets you a little bit excited. It helps then to keep doing what you need to do in order to continue to invest in that area. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.